And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, but before we get to today's theme, I want to announce the results of this week's poll. Remember, I asked a simple yes-no question. The question was, will the California primary be meaningful in determining the GOP candidate in the 2012 election? The results are in. Of those people voting, 42% said yes, it will be influential in deciding who the GOP candidate is. 58% said no. Those are the results of this week's poll. New poll is up on the website. I ask another question, a little bit more thought-provoking. This question is a lifestyle question. Would you rather have a daughter of easy virtue, meaning that she's the class slut, or would you rather have a daughter that has no friends? Go on my website, brainstormingonline.com, and cast your vote. I'll announce the results of this week's poll on next Thursday's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is stilling the spirit. Each of my guests is talking about stilling the spirit and benefits that come from that. My next guest has experienced a release of his own, a weight release. We'll discuss his powerful new process of weight loss that helped him to shed 70 pounds from his book, Weight Release, A Liberating Journey. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation or if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008. Freeman Markle starred in the daytime drama The Young and the Restless. He understands the demand to look your best that television places on actors. He struggled with controlling his weight for years. Recognizing that others struggled controlling their weight too, Freeman created the Service to Self process, a life coaching program designed to delve into the origins of weight gain and loss. Recently, he's become a media mogul, launching Changing Times Media, an internet channel that features six different programs. Freeman holds a master's degree in spiritual psychology from the University of Santa Monica, and joining me in studio, hi Freeman, how are you today?
Hey Billy, how are you?
Well, I am doing great. I got to tell you, in the interest of full disclosure, I am going to be starting a new exercise program. Actually, the first meeting is tonight.
Full disclosure.
Yeah, because I have to tell you that, because I need to shed some pounds. But that's not the reason that I'm doing it. I'm doing the exercise program mostly because my sedentary lifestyle, I need to get out and exercise more. The benefit or the byproduct of all of that is going to be the weight loss that comes with it. Yeah. But for most people, losing weight is really, it's about loss. It's about giving up foods and behaviors that provided us comfort or something psychological in the past. It's also about judgment, because we all say, hey, I'm too fat, or I'm unattractive, or I'm undisciplined because I can't lose it. So what's the cornerstone of changing our beliefs about weight loss and about ourselves that you've really put into your book, Weight Release, A Liberating Journey?
Well, it starts with how we approach it. So the word judgment is very important. If we look in the mirror and we don't like ourselves, that can never be, never, never, never be the foundation for a positive change. You can't hate yourself into loving yourself, right? It's not possible.
That makes sense.
And this is the challenge, is that most of us that find ourselves overweight, and as you mentioned, I got very heavy. I was about 275, maybe 280 pounds. And that's a 100-pound swing from when I was a soap star at about 175 pounds.
Wow.
So it's a pretty big range within my adult life. And so when I would look in the mirror and I saw myself as heavy, I'll tell you a little piece about this. It didn't always mean I was heavy. A lot of times when I didn't feel good about myself, what the mirror reflects back to me is I don't feel good about myself. One of the places that I put my criticism is my weight. So that's where I point to unconsciously as a way of attaching the dis-ease I'm feeling within myself to something I can see and point to. So that's a pattern that I got caught in. We'll talk a bit about patterns here in a second. But first piece is, we have to start from the premise that we've done the best we can. It's interesting, your last guest was talking about a compassionate perspective, right?
Right.
And this opens up our world versus that sort of good, bite, right, you know, good, bad, wrong, right, in, out, you know, with us, against us. This is dimensional, and he said the same thing, that we look at things dimensionally and go, wow, okay, there's a part of me that has learned to cope, let's say, with food. That's the best way I knew how to deal with stress, anxiety, fear, loneliness, whatever's coming up. So if I just lose the weight and I don't have any plan to replace it, I'm going to gain it back. And this, of course, is why 95% of diets don't work. Is that I have to recognize that the food, the patterns of behavior, have served a valuable purpose, and I have to find alternative ways to meet the same needs. We call them practices. We create what we call, well, self-care practices, ways of caring for ourselves. We also have pattern interruption practices, which is places to go when we get triggered. by stress or something happens, and the best way we've known how is to, you know, run for the cupboard, as it were. And I've done that myself quite a bit. So now when I feel stress coming up and the inclination to eat, I have practices that replace that behavior, and I've practiced them now over, well, years now, because the book came out in 2010, and this, of course, happened 2 or 3 years prior to writing the book, this process for myself, and now it's carried on since.
My guest is Freeman Michaels. We're talking about his book, Weight Release, A Liberating Journey. So, Freeman, really, the cornerstone then is compassion. We have to feel compassion about ourselves. If we don't have that fundamental embracement of ourselves as who we are, we're doing the best we can, and we can't go from there. So tell me the difference then between what I'm going to go through with weight loss and what you go through with weight release. And is there a significant difference between those two?
Yeah, well, again, it goes back to that word loss. I mean, that's the really critical piece. But, you know, it's interesting, Billy, because you actually said something. You said that weight loss wasn't the reason you were doing it, right? And
right.
That distinction is really critical. Anyone who's going to be successful is not doing it for the loss. They're doing it in support of something positive that they've put out. And what you said is, you know, I'm working on my health. I want to be more healthy and more vibrant. And I recognize these, you know, the nature of my business, you know, of course, being on the radio and the things you do in front of the computer, it's not helping me. I need to make choices that get me out, that get me vibrant, that get me activated. And there's a quality in that experience that feeds you, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a very different motivation for making a positive choice. So we want the motivations to be positive. We want them to be something we want versus something we don't want. Because the truth is, when you again have a negative motivation, you're actually, we call it feeding the beast. What you're actually doing energetically is you're feeding that negative self-perception that I oughtn't to be, that I should be, and so forth and so on. And fixating on what you oughtn't to be actually promotes more of what you oughtn't to be. I mean, that's what you see more of. It's what shows up in your experience. So it's a reorientation towards, really, how do I, it's a big question, how do I want to be in relationship with food? How do I want to be in relationship with my body? And when we can kind of establish that, we establish the whys. It's not what you're doing that's important. It's why you're doing what you're doing that's important. And if we can get compassionate and get underneath it, we can start to say, oh, I see what this is really about. Now we can be far more effective in making choices.
My guest is Freeman Michaels. So, Freeman, let's go on with this. My need is my desire, my goal was to be more active, to be healthier. You've worked with hundreds of people with the weight release program. So talk to me about what are some of the common recurring themes that you see, people's needs for wanting to change their lifestyle, wanting to release the weight.
Okay, so most often it's outside in. So they see something and they say, I want to be that. And listen, in this culture, if you were raised in this culture, we have a distorted perception of what the ideal is, right? We see these stick figures walking down the runway and we say, I want to be that. Well, the truth is less than 3% of the population can naturally be that thin. Everyone else isn't built to be that way. You know, women's bodies are, you know, you do 2,000 years of art, go to the museum and look at women's bodies. They don't look like the rails you see walking down the runway. That is not how women are built. And so right there, you've got a situation where, the ideal is not only unattainable, but it's unhealthy. And so many of the things that we've gotten distracted by, so many things that we call success, aren't inherently fulfilling. We have this idea that they'll be fulfilling, and you and I both know we've had some success in our lives. Oh, I'll be happy when, and you get the when, you go, this is it. It's not substantive. So what we have to reorient towards is what's the fulfilling quality in it. So, you know, again, let's go back to you. There's an imperative for you that motivates your choices. There's the sense of what you do want in your life. And that then makes it much easier to get up and go for the jog or take a walk or eat healthy. What are you feeding? And I mean on a soul level. What are you really feeding? Are you feeding the negativity, or are you making choices that have to do with honoring yourself? And again, it goes back to ritualized practices. So eating is actually a ritualized practice in my work. It becomes a way where we make very conscious choices about what we're putting in our bodies. And it's not about deprivation. You know, if you want something sweet, you're allowed to have that. But it's in a context now where what do I really want? How much of that do I really want? And we have a relationship with it that's far more balanced and healthy what we were talking about before is that imbalance of resisting it, and I can't have it, it's bad. That, again, energetically, makes it into a whole different quagmire that's very hard to sort out. It's impossible in a particular way. You'll never get to the weight release will never be the weight loss will never be sustainable. That's the truth of the matter.
All right, my guest is Freeman Michaels, author of the book Weight Release: A Liberating Journey, a powerful new way to release weight forever. So talk to me about some of the practices that I have, because I'm working on the computer most of the day, as you know from the job description that I've got. And then I take these breaks, and one of the things that I want to do is I crave salty snacks or I crave something sweet. So I go down and I am feeding myself on the break, simply because to me, I'm a Pavlovian rat. That's what I do. Right. The break comes, I need something salty. The second break comes, oh, I need something sweet. So how do we get out of these patterns? You've talked about breaking the patterns and replacing them with something else. How do I get out of that pattern?
Okay, so we're talking, there's two levels. The deep level is what motivates my choices. What is the qualities that I really want to perpetuate in my life, and what are the practices that support that? That's the beginning. But then after we get to that and you realize, okay, I eat, and by the way, eating small meals is actually one of the strategic ways that I offer to people, having to do with boosting their metabolism. So eating within a half hour of getting up, eating every 2 to 3 hours, eating smaller portions is really critical. Strategic eating, so the choices you're making. When you go about choosing foods, don't go shopping on an empty stomach. I mean, these are little tips, but it's really wise that you have a strategy grounded in these foundational pieces of what it is that you do want to create, but that it's not restrictive. And then if you know you like salty, crunchy, there are options. I'm going to give some options right now because you happen to be here. Edamame, the lightly salted edamame, high in protein, great food.
I love edamame.
Yeah, so there you go. So again, if you kind of pick these foods, but not in the sense of deprivation, the sense of what do I want to be putting in my body, and you regulate it, then it becomes a very natural expression of how you want to live your life. And what happens is the weight doesn't get lost. It gets released.
All right. Now, I get that. But here's how I love my edamame, just to use that example and take
with mayonnaise on it?
I love it. Not quite, but almost as bad. I love it slathered in butter with a little salt and a little pepper on it, heated up. I just love them out of the shell that way. Now, I could eat that all day long, and I know that that's not particularly bad for me, but the butter, the salt, and the pepper probably are bad for me. So talk to me about that balance that one needs to have as well, because, yes, I like a healthy food, but I like it in an unhealthy way.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you, there are lots of people who are better than at this piece than I am. The Eat This, Not That book is very good at saying, okay, here's what I crave, here's what I enjoy, what are some healthier options, or what are some ways to regulate this? So, you know, I want to be clear that I'm not a nutritionist, and my book is really not about the nutrition piece, though I've obviously been around this now for years, and I'm very aware of the kinds of choices that might be better than other choices. So at that level, you know, begin to say, I really crave these kinds of foods. I want to talk about food craving for a minute, because from my perspective, food cravings are very interesting. And I'll just share with you my personal experience. When I want salty and crunchy, it usually is an indication there's stress coming up for me. That's how I deal with stress. I chomp, right? I'm a chomper. And that's so. Listen, you can use food as strategically as a way of self-soothing. You can, but you have to make it a conscious choice. So it's okay to have salty and crunchy and celery sticks and things I like to chomp on, and I can mix things up in a way where there's some salty and there's some crunchy, and I have my, you know, so I can do this. So I actually have a place to go when I have that. You know what I like from Trader Joe's, and here's my little tip. There's a soy and flaxseed chip that has quite a bit of protein, and I can take a smaller amount, and I use a salsa, which I love the salsa. Salsa fat-free, it's not bad for me, and I use that as my anxiety stress snack. When I'm going towards ice cream, and I want the creamy, and that's a soothing thing, and that usually has to do with emotions, you know, the sort of fear emotions or sadness emotions or that kind of thing. Something's coming up that's a little deeper. I feel vulnerable. I go to those kinds of foods. That pattern, I go to warm tea. I use the Good Earth tea. Mm-hmm. It's very spicy. I really like the experience of it. And just listen to how I'm talking about it. There's a quality in it. I go sit in my big overstuffed chair in the living room, you know, especially during the day when the kids aren't around. I turn on a little lamp because I like the ambience of that, and I sit there with my tea, and I just take 5 minutes. This is about managing our energy. And I tell people, because I coach some business people, and I say, look, it's not about managing your time. It's about managing your energy and managing what's motivating your choices. And when you can ground it, get really grounded in what is it you want to create and why you're doing what you're doing. It changes the game, right? So, you know, and this is interesting too. It's a side note of people who work with me is oftentimes they think it's about weight release and they find that there's relationship issues and there's work issues. And as they start to make these choices, the manner, like all manner of change occurs in their life. So it's just it's a sidebar, because it isn't really just, we think of it so narrowly, like it's about weight. Well, sure, but it's holistic. I mean, this is all of our life. It all blends together at some point.
It makes sense. My guest is Freeman Michaels, author of the book Weight Release, A Liberating Journey. And Freeman, in the book, you talk about a term that I liked. It's resistance. And mm-hmm. you say, give resistance a voice. What do you mean by that?
Well, resistance is a really important indicator for us. And it's an indicator of a lot of things that, you know, what there's an old spiritual saying of what you resist persists. And how do we want to be with this feedback system that is our universe? Our universe gives us a particular feedback. And when we meet with that with a level of openness, like, wow, I recognize there's a part of me, just a part of me, that's really resistant to this. Then I want to move into relationship with that part of me and give it a voice. Yeah.
Okay. So I get it. So you have to work with that and understand what the resistance is. Give it a voice so that you can address it, you can manage it, and so forth. Now, Freeman, you're a talker just like me. Mm. If people like what they're hearing, they want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about your show and some of the other multimedia things that you do, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
So there's a lot of different ways to go. One thing I tell people to do is just Google my name and then find the stuff you like, because you'll find all kinds of stuff on there, especially if you hit videos. But honestly, right now, for people who have weight-related issues, go to servicetoself.com. That's my website, servicetoself.com. And I have a weight release program that actually starts this Sunday that we have a bonus call tonight. So if they just sign up for it, it's free. Tonight and Sunday both are free. After that, they have to pay for it. But they can at least, you know, kind of get their feet wet and decide if this is right for them. With Jeff Brown, who's a best-selling author of a book called Soul Shaping. He's an amazing friend, amazing book. And the two of us are going to talk a lot about how, he talks about soul shaping. I talk about weight release. Really, it's very much the same thing. You know, because again, it's what's the deeper essence of who I really am, and how do I find a way to express that in the world? And a lot of this is picking up these ways that my experience has been expressed, these parts of us I don't know what to do with, i.e. eating, and to be able to be with those parts of us and reorient our lives so we're stepping into the person we were born to be.
All right, I just want to be sure I'm clear on this. If you go to servicetoself.com, you get two free sessions tonight and Sunday night. And then people can make a decision whether they want to continue on with the program for weight release. I think that's a great offer. Service2TOself.com.
And click on the icon. It's everywhere. You can see it. It's a big star that says join the weight release program or something of that nature. And they can join it, put their name in. And it's through the Wellbeing Expo. So the woman who runs the Wellbeing Expo or someone at that office will send them a confirmation and numbers to call and how they can tune in.
Oh, that is great. My guest has been Freeman Michaels, author of the book Weight Release, A Liberating Journey, A Powerful New Way to Release Weight Forever. Freeman, thank you so much for coming in studio and being my special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy. It's always a pleasure.